Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here Wednesday, September 11th. Jaguars, rookie expectations versus the Browns. So we're going to do this every week where we take a look at what the rookies did the week before, what we can expect moving forward a little bit. And so very, very encouraging week one for the Jaguars rookies as a whole. No question about that. Like, I was very impressed with the guys that were out there on the field. I really was. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. We're going to get into every single rookie. Talk about, again, what they did in week one against the Dolphins, what to expect moving forward. So if you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Just dropped these, the Jack's Varsity Snapback, jenjag.com/shop. So Brian Thomas Jr., Jaguars first round pick. Four targets, four receptions, a touchdown, also drew a huge, huge pass interference call down the field. So beyond just the numbers being impressive, right, 100% catch rate, drew a huge penalty leading to a touchdown for the Jaguars offense, caught a touchdown pass of his own. You look at what he was able to do. One-on-one with Jalen Ramsey. He's able to easily run by Jalen Ramsey in single coverage on a go ball. A ball that, if it was thrown a little bit better by Trevor Lawrence, probably Jalen Ramsey doesn't have a chance to catch up and interfere with the pass. But even as Lawrence delivered it, it really didn't give Ramsey much of a chance other than to try to interfere. And that's exactly what Ramsey did in a big way. And Brian Thomas Jr. still almost caught the ball. So that was awesome. You also saw him on just a little shallow cross. Easy read. Nobody really covering him underneath. That was nothing crazy. I think, you know, any receiver in the league could make that one. But it was good to see the Jaguars utilizing him in different ways. You've got him on a go ball. You've got him on a shallow cross there. Easy throw and catch for Trevor Lawrence and Brian Thomas Jr. on that one. You also saw him on an out route. I thought that, you know, route was good, throw was good, good catch. What was most impressive about this one was there's two defenders there after he catches the ball. He kind of gives a little bit of a hesitation, like he might try to keep going towards the outside, towards the boundary. But instead, he flips his hips quickly, knifes upfield, kind of splits the defenders, and gets a few extra yards, gets towards that pylon, the you know, first down marker. That was awesome. Again, just another really good sign. And then the kind of stick route down the field, just, you know, get to the spot, turn around. Looked good. Looked very good. He was able to go down. It was a little bit of a low pass from Lawrence, I think, intentionally. Go down, get the football. No issues. No issues catching the ball. No issues with physicality. No issues running routes. Being right place, right time, getting the toe-tapping touchdown in the end zone, beautiful throw from Trevor Lawrence on kind of a deep over. I mean, geez. I don't know what else you want from Brian Thomas Jr. That was amazing. And, yeah, you could say, well, you want more targets. Yeah, I do. I think the Jaguars coaching staff kind of screwed the pooch in the fourth quarter, not throwing the football at all until the very end. They stopped doing anything under center in terms of throws. They stopped play action. I don't know what they were doing in the fourth quarter, but Brian Thomas Jr. It's obviously early. It's only one game, but you saw pretty much everything you wanted to see based off what you saw from him in college with the ability to score touchdowns, get vertical, compete at the catch point, reliable hands, and then you saw a little bit more variance in his usage as well than you did at LSU. So this was just awesome performance. I think I've said awesome like five times now. I'm trying not to go overboard because it is 1 week, but he did a great job. Jags fans should be fired up about that one. Mason Smith, another player who I thought did a really good job. Jaguars defensive tackle, second round pick, another LSU guy. Mason Smith was out there, played a lot of snaps. You consistently see he's explosive off the ball. He's powerful. Like, you saw him pancake some offensive linemen. And you see the swim move. Consistently see the swim move. Now, to become dominant, you need to develop a counter, right? You've got the swim move down. It's a thing of beauty. He can land it really quick and get past you with his explosiveness, length, and quickness, and the fast hands with the swim move. If you can develop like a club or a swipe off of that to get past the next guy, then you're talking about a potentially dominant defensive lineman. As is, he's playing very good, stout, physical. You know, he's still learning within this scheme, certainly, learning the nuances of the NFL game. I think there was a couple moments where he still could have had a little bit better pad level, but overall, I thought that was greatly improved from his tape at LSU. Last year, in 2023, he was still coming off of the ACL. This year, it's been a long time removed from that injury. He's looking like he's taking to coaching really well from Ryan Nielsen and company. Again, you've got the swim move down. You've got this quickness, the length, the power.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. from taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights. We can't let Marino take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskNewPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Jags might, Trent Baalke might have cooked with that pick. You know, I gave them immediate credit for trading down and drafting Brian Thomas Jr. But I candidly said, you know, I thought Mason Smith, as much as you like the athlete and the profile and the person you're bringing in, and it's a great spot for him, I thought it was a bit of a reach. Thought it was one of those picks that could go either way. So far, it's looking like it's going in the right direction with Mason Smith in a big way. He drew two holding penalties. So those two first and second round rookies, great debuts. Jarian Jones, another great debut. Played primarily in the nickel type of position. And the Jaguars, they had a bunch of different looks defensively. He was super sticky in coverage. I'll tell you what. You can test him all day with a slot fade. He's got it on lock. At least against Miami's receivers. And he saw them in college. I know that. He's seen them, you know, every practice against the Jaguars. Slot fade. But he defended Tyreek Hill on it beautifully early on. Beautifully early on in that football game. And didn't shy away from contact. He was physical. He was flying to the football. The one play where he had a missed tackle against Tyreek Hill, you know, he was holding Tyreek Hill up. He had him by the ankle. He was holding him up. Antonio Johnson's got to finish that play instead of whiffing on the tackle. Sure, you could say Jarian Jones could have brought him down, but he was, in my opinion, doing his job. Antonio Johnson's got to come in and finish and not miss that tackle. So I thought Jarian Jones did really well in coverage, did really well in pursuit and support. Is he going to be playing outside more with Tyson Campbell's injury? I don't know, but these first three picks by the Jaguars so far, great early returns. Jordan Jefferson didn't play, another LSU Tiger defensive tackle. The Jaguars have a very deep interior defensive line rotation right now. Jordan Jefferson was not up for this one. I was thinking about, like, they do have a lot of guys up there on the defensive front, so they might just have several inactives every week. Like, they had three guys inactive on the defensive line. Jefferson, Otomewo, and Jeremiah Ledbetter. I don't know if, you know, against a Browns team that's a little bit more ground and pound, a little bit more physical, maybe Jordan Jefferson or one of these other guys is up for this game. We'll see. I thought maybe they didn't want to have too many big bodies on the interior of the defensive line because the Dolphins, they're not trying to test you up the gut. They're trying to kind of get away from the middle of the field, from the center of the field in terms of the way they run the ball. Obviously, they'll attack the middle of the field throwing it. But it's not their game to kind of allow defensive tackles, interior defensive linemen, to have a massive impact. So I was wondering if maybe the Jaguars, that was just a matchup type of thing where they didn't want to have too many defensive tackles up. We'll see. Javon Foster, he's a, you know, way down on the depth chart tackle right now, so you're not expecting to see him much at all. DeAndre Prince, way down on the depth chart cornerback right now, not expecting to see him much. Keelan Robinson, still dealing with the toe injury. He's on IR for the first 4 weeks at least. Cam Little, 53-yarder. Loved to see it. Loved to see it to end the half. That was awesome to see from Cam Little. Looked great. Didn't have a lot of opportunities in this one. Only the one field goal attempt, but nailed it from 53. this kid, 6th round pick, he's been balling out. Miles Cole did not play a ton, but talked about it already. This is a guy, you saw the physicality, the length, playing tough physical football, cover his ground really well. I think you continue to see his role expand potentially into the future. Like I said earlier, I mean, it's too early to judge this class as a whole right now. It absolutely is. But based off early returns, Trent Baalke absolutely cooked. I mean, this was like 3-star Michelin restaurant cooking with this draft, early returns. You look like you have a star wide receiver. I mean, he was the best rookie receiver in the league this week. One of the better receivers in the league, period, just based off of small sample size, 5 targets, including the pass interference. But yeah, that was awesome. Mason Smith looks like he's got it all. And if he just develops a little bit more with the technical side of things, he could be dominant. And Jarian Jones looks really good in the nickel already. Cam Little, your 6th round pick, looking great. Miles Cole, your 7th round pick, looking really solid. So, I mean, if those guys hit the way they look like they're hitting, anything else is just a bonus from this draft. So, yeah, kudos to you, Trent Baalke. Looks like you're cooking so far. Happy for you. You've dealt with a lot of flack from a lot of people, including myself, but this draft class, solid, solid start, to say the very least. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.